You're listening to SBS News.
Peanut allergy is the second most common allergy in Australian children, and it's on the increase. It occurs in about one in every 50 children and one in every 200 adults. It's the most likely food to cause the severe allergic reaction known as anaphylaxis, and it's been estimated that there's been one death for every 200 episodes of anaphylaxis. Accidental exposures are frequent, with about one in four affected children winding up in a hospital A&E department every year. Nina Nichols, who's 18, has lived most of her life with a peanut allergy.
I found out that I had a peanut allergy when I was about two. My friend innocently gave me a peanut butter cracker at the pool, and I ended up reacting about a couple minutes later.
Ms. Nichols' mother, Maria Laura Asabel, says what happened next was frightening.
She was covered in hives. Her eyes were swollen shut. She was vomiting. And she was starting to wheeze when she was breathing.
Ms. Nichols has been taking part in the clinical trial in the United States for Palforzia, a specially prepared peanut powder swallowed daily in tiny amounts that are gradually increased over months. The method trains children's bodies to better tolerate peanut so that an accidental bite is less likely to cause a serious reaction or even kill in severe cases. Dr. Hemant Sharma is the head of the Allergy and Immunology Department at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C.
This is not a cure for peanut allergy. This is something that even in patients who undergo treatment with this peanut product, they will need to continue avoiding peanut.
Dr. Sharma says the treatment is not for everyone. Palforzia can cause side effects, including occasional severe allergic reactions. And if youngsters stop taking the daily dose, they lose the protection. In some cases, the drug triggers the very reaction it's designed to prevent. But another treatment, which is also coming up for review by America's Food and Drug Administration, may provide some competition for Palforzia. It's a skin patch developed at the Elliott and Rosalind Jaff Food Allergy Institute at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. Institute Director Dr. Scott Sishira.
It's almost like a nicotine patch, but for food allergy. So it has embedded in it a small amount of, in this case, we'll say peanut protein, which is worn 24/7 on the skin. So far, the studies would say it's not as robust, not as strong of an effect as the oral immunotherapy, but it's pretty good, and the side effect profile is much lower.
The patch is unlikely to be approved until August this year, but doctors in the US will soon be able to begin prescribing Palforzia. For patients without medical insurance, the cost will be just under $900 a month. Nina Nichols' mother, Maria, says although her daughter still has to carry rescue medicines such as EpiPens, Palforzia has changed their lives.
This is really groundbreaking for us because for the first time, in addition to just strictly avoiding your food, we actually have something that we can do to help build up a little bit of tolerance in our kids so that they're protected from unexpected exposure.
Australia has, however, some of the strictest rules in the world for approving medicines, and it's unlikely that Palforzia will be cleared for use in this country for some time, if ever, because of the risk of side effects. While the new drugs may be promising, for now, the best advice for people with food allergies is to avoid that food. Alan Lee, SBS News.